Hey, Adventures in Angular fans. I'm Jamin Holmgren, co-founder of Infinite Red. We are a small but experienced team of 30 US-based React Native consultants. We've been around since 2015 and have a lot of experience in React Native, going all the way back to the beginning. You might be wondering why a React Native consultancy is sponsoring an Angular podcast. Well, we're all part of the same larger JavaScript ecosystem, and we know that many developers work across multiple frameworks, including Angular and React Native. So if you're looking for expert help building, optimizing, deploying, and supporting a React Native app, I'd love to chat. Just go to infinite.red/AIA for Adventures in Angular. And don't forget to mention that you heard about us through the Adventures in Angular podcast so that we can keep supporting the show. Now, back to the episode.
When you walk through our doors, your world expands. Your adventure begins with a spectacle of bioluminescent light, a symphony of shorebird sounds, or a touch of wonder as you hold a hermit crab in your palm. Every moment is filled with the promise of discovery as you become an advocate for the ocean. Book your tickets today. Monterey Bay Aquarium, inspiring conservation of the ocean. Visit montereybayaquarium.org/together.
Hello and howdy. Welcome to another Adventures in Angular. My name is Alyssa Nichol. I am the Angular Developer Advocate for Kendo UI. And today with me as a panelist on the show, I have Brooks Forsyth with us.
Hello, hello.
And we are super excited to introduce our guest today. It is Ankit Sharma. Welcome.
Hello. Hello, Alicia.
So tell us about yourself.
Yeah, so my name is Ankit. I am currently staying in Hyderabad, India, and I am currently working with ADP. I have almost 6 years of experience in .NET technologies, and I'm currently working as a full stack developer, where in the front end I'm using Angular, where in the back end I'm using .NET technologies. And I am a Google developer expert, and I am also a community contributor. So I like to write articles and blogs on various platforms. And I also written books. One of the books is on Blazor, and another one is on C#. And I have also published a free ebook on Angular and how to use Angular and Firebase to create a blog application.
Oh my goodness. So like, how do you have time? First off, let's hit that one. Because it sounds like you do it all, and I can't even conquer the front end. So,
yes. So maybe front end in the morning, back end in the evening.
You're right. I need some more time management.
Yes.
So today we are, I don't want to spoil it, but do you want to tell the audience about what we are talking about on the show today?
Yes. So today we are going to talk about how to make your Angular application smart. We are going to introduce Azure Cognitive Service to an Angular application using an ASP.NET Core backend. So it will be a full stack project. So UI will be on Angular, and the backend will be on ASP.NET Core. And we will be integrating Azure Cognitive Services to create an OCR. OCR stands for Optical Character Recognition. So what we will do that we will upload an image. The image will have some text, and using Azure Cognitive Services, we will extract the text from the image.
So I've never personally used Azure Cognitive Services. What are they?
Azure provides a list of cognitive services, such as you can extract text from an image, you can translate from one language to another language, you can translate your speech to text. There are a list of, and there are a very wide range of cognitive services provided by Azure. So I'm using few of them, one of them in Angular, in my application.
That sounds really awesome. Is it all free to use? Is it like a subscription plan? How do you get started with the Azure Cognitive part?
So Azure itself has a paid plan, but for the first 1 month, it's completely free, where you got, if I'm not wrong, almost $300 to play around for 1 month. And after that, you can transfer it to pay as you go, or there are other plans available.
Very
so
cool.
And there are few services which are free for 12 months, and all of the list is available. I don't have the exact list with me now, but most of the list is available on the Azure website.
So what got you like started on this OCR app?
So I was just playing around. See, I've written a lot of article on Angular where I created full stack application, where I created some CRUD operation. Then I created an I was playing with cloud. So I thought of playing with cloud. So in cloud, I first started with Firebase because Firebase was free. So I created few application with Firebase. One is blogging application and another is a multiplayer tic-tac-toe game application. So
in the
So this multiplayer tic-tac-toe game is super awesome. The thing is that the USP of that application is that you can play with anyone in the world. If I want to play with you, I will send you a URL. You play at your machine, I play at my machine, and we can play in real time.
Okay, I have to find your GitHub real quick.
Yeah, it is on GitHub. If it is available on GitHub, it's free. It's free. Okay, I was talking. So after Firebase, I thought of doing something to play around something. So what I got into is that when I joined a new company called ADP in last year August, and there I got an Azure subscription. So let's say I said, okay, let's play with it. Why to waste it? So I was playing around something, created something, and then I came up with these few application. One of them is a multi-language translator, which is similar to a Google Translate. So there you have to put your input language, and it will translate in almost 26 languages. So that is an translator. So after a translator, I came across, I was going through the documentation and saw it that the OCR API from Azure Cognitive Services, I really liked it. So I created this application. OCR stands for Optical Character Recognition.
Oh my goodness. So do we want to tell us what you would like to walk through first? Do you want to walk through using the application and what that looks like? Or do you want to walk through creating it and the pieces? Or you tell me where shall we go?
Maybe we can start with how to create it. So I have I have written one blog post also, which is published on my website as well as it is published on FreeCodeCamp. So
and we're going to have the GitHub link and the blog post and all your info linked in the show notes. So check it out if you're not driving.
Yeah. So yeah, the GitHub and in the article I have clearly stated the step-by-step process of how to create this application. But let me give you an overview of how to create this. So the first is there are two prerequisites, two separate prerequisites. So one is for Angular. So if you are new to Angular, if you are not an Angular developer and you are new to Angular, then you have to do all the prerequisites for Angular. One of them is Angular CLI, Node.js. Only two prerequisites for two software you have to install. And then another one is, since we are using ASP.NET Core backend, so we have to finish the prerequisites for .NET Core also. So for that, we need .NET Core SDK 3.1, which is the latest one. And we have to install Visual Studio 2019.
I do want to say, I've been like JavaScript all the way.
Okay.
And I've done a little bit of like Ruby on Rails, but mostly it's like, hey, I'm like sticking to the front end. So I recently had a coworker at work who works with .NET, and he was like, hey, let's spin up this app together on my machine. And I was like, okay. Yes. And it wasn't as like I've cloned down and like got started with Node projects that were harder to get set up. So it's really not that difficult to get started with .NET. And so if you haven't and you want to try it, just really, it's not that scary. So anyways.
Yes, it's very straightforward. It's simple. You just need to install Visual Studio 2019, and the community edition is completely free for the lifetime. You won't be charged a single penny for that, Visual Studio 2019. And .NET Core SDK. So .NET Core is also an open source. So you can directly get a .NET Core SDK also. So after this installation is done, the third thing you require is an Azure subscription account. So if you don't have an Azure subscription account, you can create a free Azure subscription account for 1 month. And you may need a credit card for that. And you won't be charged anything until you use that. But for first 1 month, it's completely free. After that, it will be paid service. So after this prerequisites is done, you have to create a Angular and ASP.NET Core project. So there are a few templates provided by Visual Studio in .NET, where they have already created a template application where all the setup is done, where we have a backend of ASP.NET Core and the front end of Angular. So you have to create a template application. and then you can get started with a .NET Core. So the first step that we can do is to create a .NET Core service which will call our Azure API. So for that, the first step is to we have to go to Azure, and then we have to create the cognitive service. So there is something called Azure Portal. There you have to go. So if you sign to Azure, you can go to portal.azure.com, and there you have to create the cognitive service. So the steps are pretty simple, and the steps are clearly mentioned in the applications in the article also. There you have to create something called computer vision. So computer vision is the name of our cognitive service that we have to create, and it's very simple. It's a straightforward form where you have to keep the name and location and some pricing tier, and those basic details you have to furnish, and it will be created. And then you will get a key, subscription key, and the endpoint URL. So the subscription key and the endpoint URL will be unique for your own cognitive service. And you have to use this to access your cognitive service from your .NET Core application. That is how the whole communication from your code to an Azure cloud is going to work. So this is where the key and the endpoint URL comes into effect. So once your key is generated, your endpoint UI is generated, now the things are pretty much straightforward. So what you have to do is you have to write a service. And in the service, you have to make an HTTP call. And you have to send your image data in form of bytes to your Azure cloud via the HTTP call. And then you will get the return, and all the work is done by your cognitive service. They will return you all the text from that image in form of a JSON. Now you got the JSON. Now it's up to you how you want to manipulate it. So in my case, I have done some manipulation. The reason for that is they will send JSON in a word format. So like they will send each word wise, and they will send a lot of information like what is the coordinate of that word, if the word is straight or not, it is rotated by some degree. There's a lot of information they send. I don't want all the information. The requirement for my app is that if there's a text written over the image, I want to print that text on a simple text box. And also the text is written in form of line, but the object is returned, the JSON is returned, where they have separated word-wise. So I did some small manipulation where I am joining all the words to create a line-by separation. So there's a small manipulation where I use a string builder to loop through that JSON and fetch the word and then create the sentence. And once you got the sentence, you will also get the language. So the OCR API support, I think, 26 languages. I am not sure about the exact count, but around 25 to 26 languages. So you can upload the image in any of these 26 languages, and they will give you the result for that.
I'm just amazed. I'm watching the GIF on the bottom of your blog post right now, and it's amazing. I'm just amazed. Like,
yes, that GIF. Cool. Yeah, so that GIF is there. And so once you create that application, once the application is, you got the JSON return, you got the JSON, and you got the language also. So now the question is, now there is a very interesting thing. So I will tell you what is the according to me, this is the best part of my article. So the language which they return is in the form of code. For example, EN for English, FR for French, and something like that. But if I have to show to the user, I cannot show EN or FR. That is not user friendly. User don't understand that. So I need to show full language, English, French. So now there are two options. Either create, there is a documentation on Microsoft website where you can see the list of all the languages which is supported by OCR API. So you have to create a dictionary or a lookup table manually, where you will map every language with their key. But that is not what programmers do. If I have to do work manually, I cannot be a programmer, right? So I have to do some automation. So what I did is, so I did a kind of hack. So there is another cognitive service that is called Translate Text. So as the name suggests, it translates text from one language to another language. So Microsoft has created a public API where they expose the list of all the languages which is supported by Translate Text API. And the list of languages which is supported by OCR API is a subset of list of languages supported by Translate Text API. So I make a call to translate text API endpoint. I get all the list, populate it in a dictionary, and my work is done. I saved all my manual work, and now everything is automation. So if you see in the article, I have clearly mentioned, if you go, there's a section called why do we need to fetch the list of supported language? There's a small paragraph. So there I have mentioned clearly that why I am calling, because people will get confused that if you are working with an OCR API, why you are calling and translate text API endpoint. So this is the reason. I just need to fetch the list of language and make it a more user-friendly application. So from this, I am creating a lookup table, basically a dictionary. And when I am getting a language code like EN, I am displaying the value as English on the UI. If I'm getting FR for French, I am displaying the name as French on the UI. So this makes my language more user-friendly. So I also like to add one more thing. So on this particular thing only, I spent almost 2 days. Because I thought that let's show the code only, but then I thought that code won't be more user friendly, so make it something more user friendly so that people can relate to it. So that is why I created this particular hack.
I love it. Is it a hack?
It's not a hack, but it's something different than the normal workflow.
Yeah.
and in the client side, if you see, it's a plain simple UI for Angular. So I have a service, I am calling the endpoint. And the thing is that I am uploading the image. So there is a option to upload the image and then show a image preview. So if you see, to show the image preview, calling an I am uploading the image. And I am showing the max file size of 4 MB. Yeah, so there is a limitation also. I forget to mention that. There is a limitation of OCR API that the maximum file size can be 4 MBs only. So I don't know what is the logic for this limitation, but currently this is a limitation. So that's why I have put the maximum file size as 4 MBs. And then once the image is uploaded, I will get that uploaded image and in the form of byte. And I am sending via HTTP call to my backend. And then the backend is sending me a string data as a text, and which I'm displaying on the UI. So this is how my application is working end to end. And I'm using Bootstrap for some styling. And that's how you get to the end of the article where you can see that awesome GIF, which you are a fan of now.
Oh my goodness. I'm actually looking through your GitHub codes right now. I'm trying to find the point that you're calling the vision service or the to find the list of language support for computers.
Yeah, so I will tell you, you have to go to OCR controller inside the controllers folder. And nice. the last method is get available languages method.
So how long did you said that the OCR portion where you're translating basically from like FR to French took you 2 days? How long did the whole thing take to accomplish?
So the whole application, there are multiple parts. So the whole application, I will say, around 5 days, 4 or 5 days. I'm not sure the days. Yeah, but yeah, working part-time, not completely.
You're like, I did it in my sleep, basically, is what you're saying to me.
Yeah. it's a working part-time, basically. It means like 2-3 hours a day. So I will say 15 to 20 hours to create everything. And 2 days, especially for that translation to create that lookup dictionary. Because I have to think of a logic that what should I do in that case? At one point, I thought to create everything manually. Then I think that there is no programmer between me and a lazy person. Like, we are developer. We should do some smart solution. We should give some smart solution. So that's why I come up with that particular logic. So that's how this method come into existence. So one more thing I would like to add. So here you can see I have created a few models also. So these models will allow me to bind to my JSON data directly. So the OCR API is returning data in a format of a JSON. And then when I deserialize the JSON using in our code, in .NET code, then I need a class or a model to bind it to directly. So that is why I have created a few models to store the values that is coming from the JSON. So here you can see we have...
When you walk through our doors, your world expands. Your adventure begins with a spectacle of bioluminescent light, a symphony of shorebird sounds, or a touch of wonder as you hold a hermit crab in your palm. Every moment is filled with the promise of discovery as you become an advocate for the ocean. Book your tickets today. Monterey Bay Aquarium, inspiring conservation of the ocean. Visit montereybayaquarium.org/together.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
A language details model, which will give the name of the language, the native name, the directory. There are few things are there which are coming from the JSON, and maybe at the end I can share few relevant details where you can find the JSON structure, and maybe the Azure Cognitive Service OCR API official documentation where you can see the JSON structure and step by step. It will be more helpful.
Yes, I haven't even touched the .NET side. Now I'm scared. I was like walking through your Angular code, and I'm like, oh no. What is on the back end? So walk me through what everything that like the .NET is handling. It's obviously handling.
Yes. Yeah. You can say the heavy lifting is done by the .NET, and Angular is just to show, like you can say just for the UI, just for make the app beautiful. Look and feel. Yeah.
Are you doing any sort of authorization with .NET or anything like that, or is this just demo, so you didn't bother?
No. So initially I told that when you create the API, you will get a key, API subscription key, and the endpoint. So this subscription key is the my authorization. Okay. So that should be kept hidden, or it should be used privately.
Yeah, it's a really cool app.
Thank you.
It's always annoying to like have to deal with paper anyways, so. You know, just you can whip one of these up pretty quick. It's awesome.
Yeah. Adding on the same note. So now Azure has two different kind of APIs. One is for optical character reader, which I am using, which recognize only the printed text. It will not recognize the handwritten text. Now there is another API called Read API, which is beneficial for large document or handwritten text. Let's say you have multiple pages, which you want to handwritten page and which you want to convert to a Word, then you can use a Read API, which is a separate API from this, and which works very good with handwritten text.
I mean, like I'm thinking maybe not my handwriting. Maybe like someone who can actually write.
You could train the models, you know?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. It's rough, Bob. My husband, who's known me for like 10 years, he still like, struggles because it changes daily, so
dynamic handwriting.
Oh my goodness.
So that was for the application. I really enjoyed this creating this, because it was a lot of tricks and a lot of things we have to do. It was a great experience for me. And then I write this article. I said, let's share this knowledge with everyone. So I write this article.
I'm just amazed because I'm on your GitHub looking at all your applications. Do you just get a hankering? You're like, hey, I want it like blogging app with Angular Cloud Firestore.
Yes.
You're just like, hey.
So see, this blogging. So this blogging app with Angular and Firestore has a long story attached to it. So yeah. So the story is that this application is my playground. Playground means if I want to learn something in Angular, I use this application. And there is another application. If you see, have you seen the book cart?
No. I was just looking at that. Yeah.
Yeah. So for book cart, I have pinged you in the chat. Also, you can look at that. So book cart is a kind of complete page, complete what you say shopping cart application. So there is a online e-cart here in India called Flipkart. So I just I just stole the name from there. I put Bookcart.
Love it.
So this is a bookshop, as you can see, and it's a pretty basic application. I'm using Angular Material, ASP.NET Core, SQL Server. It's a complete end-to-end application, and it has authorization, authentication, and there are a lot of other things also. So you can place the order, you can upload the images, you can see the preview of images, login, registration, and we have a template-driven form, reactive forms. So whatever so these two applications, blogging application, book cart application, is my playground. If I have to learn something, I put it here.
Oh, that's so here awesome. So it like keeps evolving and growing as you do.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, exactly. It keep evolving. So right now in the book cart, I'm planning to implement NGRX because I'm learning NGRX since last few months, basically. So I want to implement NGRX over there. So it might grow.
So do you plan on having like a split of like this version with NGRX, this version without, or are you just...
No. I will just upgrade. Upgrade. It's a demo application. And it's already on GitHub, freely available. So if anybody wants to show the previous version, they can already go to previous commits and see that.
I can't wait. I'm totally going to start following you and peeping on the codes. That's awesome, man.
That would be very awesome.
So before we get too much off topic, I think you said you had a couple things that you wanted to mention, or did you already touch on them? For back to the original application with OCR.
So if you go to the original application, I think I have covered most of the part, and I would have shown a demo, but I think I cannot
audio
show the
only.
audio only. Yeah. So otherwise, and unfortunately, I have not deployed it anywhere. Otherwise, people could have played around, but there was some issue with the deployment in my Azure application since my company provided, so there is some limitation over there. So I could not be able to deploy it. But if you follow the steps mentioned in the application, or even if you just create a API key and the endpoint, clone my repository, put your key and run it, it will run.
Perfect.
So it's a guarantee. You will not face any issue. It's a guarantee.
That is some big talking.
Heard it here.
No, right? Yes, it's
guaranteed.
A guarantee.
You will not have an issue. I love that so much.
Yes, you will. It's a guarantee. I am taking. If you have an issue, you can post publicly on your Twitter that your app is wrong. It's a guarantee.
It's obviously on your end. Oh my goodness.
this is tried and tested. So. And I would say that Azure Cognitive Services is awesome. So you will see some difference from your normal app. So I have written a lot of articles. If you see, I am writing for almost last 3 years. And I have written a lot of articles, more than 55 to 60 articles I have written doing a lot of different kind of application. But this using Cognitive Services is something different because it makes your app smart. Your app becomes smart, like it, and it looks cool. So it looks cool that you are doing something. You're doing something great. There are other applications also. I am not saying bad about other application. Like even I am written about forms and then data uploading, CRUD operations, and NGRX. They're all great, but this is something different.
No, it is, and I love it that you were just like, hey, they offer this API. I need to use it.
Yes. And there are a lot of different APIs so they have something called language APIs, and they have Q&A Maker. So in the Azure there's something called Q&A Maker. So there you can set up Q&A for your website or something like that. Then text analytics. So in the text analytics you can analyze the text. What are the text? What are the keywords and entities and all? And then you have in the vision, in the face recognition. The face recognition is one of the very great API where you can upload an image and it will recognize the face, the location of the face, and then you can it will show a box around that. It will look like a sci-fi movie. So that looks awesome, yeah. So and then you have vision API form recognizer. So you can upload a form, you can extract text from the form. So there are a lot of APIs provided. So I will provide a list. I will provide the link. You can put in the notes and people can go through it and see that there is an extensive document provided by Microsoft. And the best part about this is all going on backend. So all the API, so there are, I would say that three-tier architecture. One is on the cloud. where which do all the heavy lifting. You create the API, get the key, and then you have a middleware part of thing. So where like services, in my case, it is ASP.NET Core. And the UI, you can use anything. You are free to use any UI. So I am using Angular and Blazor. So I have few application on Blazor also and Angular also. So I am working parallelly on both of them. You can use other also. You can use plain JavaScript, Vue. You can use React, whatever you want to use. So
yeah, I saw you wrote a book on Blazor.
Yeah. And the funny part is that is the first ever book in the world on Blazor.
Oh, my. Well, didn't it just drop officially?
It was dropped officially. But when I wrote the book, it was still in preview.
Nice. That's awesome. Oh, what is that? Is that on Amazon?
Yeah, it's on Amazon. So,
the front door. Of course, it's on Amazon.
Yeah. So, recently I have published another book on C Sharp, where I have co-authored with Rafael and Marius, who are also Microsoft MVPs. So this is published recently. It's on C Sharp. It's a complete C Sharp guide from beginners to advanced level.
That is awesome. I actually have a friend and coworker who is an advocate for Blazor here at Kendo UI. I might have to hook you two up because that's
awesome. Yeah, sure. Actually, I am more into the UI. That's why I pick Blazor easily. And so earlier I used to work as a .NET developer almost when I started my career as a .NET developer almost 6 years back. And Blazor uses C Sharp as a language. So it was natural to me. And then I moved to Angular because the demand in the market. It's simple. Yeah, because Blazor is still in development phase, so that is fine. Let's not go discuss about the Blazor, but Angular is awesome. Yeah, so Angular gives me food. That's why it's awesome.
How long ago did you start using Angular?
Almost 3 years, little less than 3 years. Yeah, I started from Angular 4.
Okay. Oh, that's nice. You didn't have the 1-2 swap. Well, this has been such a fun show, and I really am amazed. If you write a book next, could it please be about how I do so much with my life and how you can stop wasting yours? Like that, I think it's, the title needs work, but I think.
Good idea.
But no, is there anything outside of OCR app that you wanted to talk about before we get to picks?
Outside the OCR, if you look into same cognitive services, I have created a translate text cognitive service also. So there is another app. So there is another link I can share you. I am not sure if it is published on Free Code Camp, but it is published on my website. Sorry, not my website. In depth on Medium. You know, Angular in depth website. Angular in depth is there on Medium, right? So. There is a publication on Medium that is called Angular in Depth. So I have written an article on that, how to create a multi-language translator using Angular and Azure Cognitive Service. So it's similar to Google Translate. And I have pinged you the link in the chat. If you open it again, go to bottom, you can see that awesome GIF. And so there you can see that you can write, you can translate from any language to any language. I think almost 25, 26 languages, 60 languages, sorry. 60 languages supported by translated API. So you can translate from 60 languages to and fro from 60 languages.
That's so
awesome. Again, the architecture and the structure of this app is same to that of OCR app. Everything is same. I created an API, write the middle layer, and then put a UI to make the app beautiful. And I'm calling the API through service calls. These are the two which I have explored till now. I'm planning to explore the face API next because that looks cool to me.
Yeah, I saw the face can detect emotion, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
Oh, like if you're happy,
angry.
Sad.
Yeah. Oh, it's got anger, contempt, disgust, fear, happiness, neutral, sadness, and surprise. And it gives
amazing.
You like a rating on each one.
Because I know humans who can't detect those things.
I was going to say contempt and anger.
That's like legit.
That's similar.
Like, I think I could use that just in day to day. I mean, I know both are probably someone's.
When you walk through our doors, your world expands. Your adventure begins with a spectacle of bioluminescent light, a symphony of shorebird sounds, or a touch of wonder as you hold a hermit crab in your palm. every moment is filled with the promise of discovery as you become an advocate for the ocean. Book your tickets today. Monterey Bay Aquarium, inspiring conservation of the ocean. Visit montereybayaquarium.org/together.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Yeah, anyways, so that's cool. That's definitely it'd be fun to play around with for sure.
Azure is awesome. Like if you play on the cognitive service, it is great.
I'm making sure these links make it in the show notes.
All right, I got the face one.
Awesome. Perfect. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show today. And again, what is your Twitter handle/GitHub so people can find your username and follow you?
Okay, so my Twitter handle is AnkishSharma_007. And my GitHub is AnkishSharma-007. So the reason Twitter does not contain hyphen is because it does not allow hyphen.
That's the worst. You have like a username and then it's like, nope.
So this is, and also I have a blog, personal blog, AnkishSharmaBlogs.com. So there I write continuously, and there is a free ebook I have published. I can share you the link also. I will just mention a brief description of the app. So you just talk about that blogging application, right? So I have written a free ebook. It's almost 100 pages where I have explained how to create this blogging application using Angular and Firebase from scratch. So this book is a step-by-step guide where you can learn how to use Firebase with an Angular application.
Oh, I love that. You said you're a GDE. Are you both Firebase and Angular?
No, only Angular.
Okay. I mean, we could fix that. We need to talk to the Firebase team because you've got like, yeah, I don't know, 20 yeah, demos using Firebase.
Yeah, I would love that.
So, okay, I think we are ready for picks, although I'm pickless today. So Brooks, hopefully you can pick up where I'm totally dropping said ball.
I'm kind of pickless, but I just wanted to stand on my soapbox for a second and say, if you're wearing a mask, cover your nose and your mouth. Because if you don't cover your nose, one, you look weird as all get out. Like your nose looks like 10 times bigger. And two, it's not really doing anything.
And
last week's pick for me was wearing Crocs with socks. So like me saying you look weird with your nose sticking out.
That's something.
Yeah.
It gets me when I'm like driving and I see like other people driving alone wearing masks.
That's weird too. That's weird. That's creepy. I'm like, come on guys. You can breathe now. You're in the car.
Right. Yes. I'm like, maybe they're just so comfortable. They just don't want to take it off. I don't know. I just think it's bizarre.
All right, that's my pick, covering your face and nose with a mask.
I love it.
To use what the mask is for.
I know.
Yeah.
Okay, so yes, indeed. Do you have any picks? They don't have to be tech related. They can be random.
Yeah, I have something which I talked a lot often about, and I asked a lot of people also, like you guys are also community contributor, not only you, everyone. So what I say is that teach, that's it. So how you can teach? So let's say you know something, it doesn't matter what you know something, you teach to your junior. So if you are a developer, teach your junior about development. If you are a tester, you teach your tester about testing, junior about testing. If you are a marketing guy, if you are a salesperson, whatever you know, teach your juniors. The reason I am saying this is that you can learn more from your peers than from your school or colleges. And this is not only mostly in my country, but I think this holds true everywhere in the world. So I just want to say to everyone, just teach, spread the knowledge. So that is one of my motive behind doing all this community work. So like spread the knowledge, whatever you know, just teach it. That is what I'm saying. Teach.
That's beautiful. I love it.
That's great.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming on the show today. You were a absolute wonderful guest.
Thank you. Thank you. I would like to thank you guys also for inviting me. This was a great session. I like talking to, I talk through an article without sharing anything, without showing anything.
I know. It's very weird. It's hard sometimes because people are like, can I show this code? And I'm like, well, you could, but no one would see it. So it's always really interesting to see people teach through code concepts or Angular, you know, without visuals. So, oh, awesome. Well, thank you so much. I hope everyone has a marvelous day and we'll see you on the next one.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank Bye, everyone. Lisa.
Thank you, Brooks. Bye.
When you walk through our doors, your world expands. Your adventure begins with a spectacle of bioluminescent light, a symphony of shorebird sounds, or a touch of wonder as you hold a hermit crab in your palm. Every moment is filled with the promise of discovery as you become an advocate for the ocean. Book your tickets today. Monterey Bay Aquarium, inspiring conservation of the ocean. Visit montereybayaquarium.org/together.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.